This is in the Holy Letters from the Rebbe. This is letter 959. This is an introduction to the to a publication, which the Rebbe wrote the letter in the beginning. I'm not sure the date comes here. The 25th day of the Sheni Tov Shin Aleph comes here at the bottom. So it looks like sometimes when there's an introduction to a pamphlet or a mimer or whatever the talk of the discourse or whatever. So there's like an introduction. There's a letter from the Rebbe. So that's but the date is usually on the bottom. But that's what I'm guessing. So the Rebbe says that it's a very known. It's a known statement of the Baal HaHilula. This is Chafei Adar Sheni. I believe Chafei Adar Sheni is the Rebbetzin. Probably talking still about his father-in-law, probably. I'm not sure. So he said about his students that what is their obligation? Their goal is they got to be like lamps to shine. They got to be lamps, candles. You know, a candle shines, light brings light. So it's the obligation of the students to become like lamp lighters. They should shine, not lamp lighter, but the lamps that shine. So he says the words of tzaddikim in general, especially the words of the Jewish leaders with regards to their students and those who are connected, tied to them, are very accurate, specifically, and also in the specifics. And also when we use this term of neiros lahoyer, lamps to illuminate, this is actually that this, he showed the way to his, those who are connected to him, mekusher to him, in many fundamental ways, and not from them. There are several characteristics about a lamp that lights, that illuminates. The lamp itself is the source for the light. It is a mor, it's a luminary. Even though it's small, a lamp includes oil and a wick. So you have the oil. The lamp is the vessel that holds the oils and the wick. So the oil and the wick are the part of the nair. So what is this example is? The oil is Torah. That's the oil. The wick is mitzvahs. Which means that that's the body. More accurately, the part of the neshama, the nefesh, which is partners with the guf, and more inner, it's the godly soul, which is dressed in nefesh hamis. When you light the wick, and then the wick and the oil combined are united, then the light shines in with many lights. And generally, there's two lights. There's a dark and a white, which is up and above. These are just phrases, not explained. There's an additional advantage in the light of a lamp that it's specifically of a nair, which is good to search, as we use for bedikat chametz. We use a light because you can use in the hiding places, in the cracks, and in the holes. That means Hashem searches all the inner chambers. All these examples are understood, and the main thing is to do that. If we do everything as instructed by the Baal HaHilula, the Nair will illuminate the part of the world which belongs to him, and certainly the Nefesh HaNefesh HaLekis, which is the ultimate goal of the descent of the Neshama to this world. And in that hinges the ultimate Yemos HaMashiach Tchias HaMeisim is going to be Meher V'Yemeinu. And there's a short footnotes of a lot of footnotes over here, and this is just a basically And the Rebbe says when you have to do the mitzvahs together with the guf and the soul, then you illuminate your portion of the world and everything that you need to do. I don't know, you got to study this a little better.